Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. I'd like to wish you a very happy Easter day. And this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 104, verses 24 and 25. O Lord, what a variety of things you've made. In wisdom, you've made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the ocean, vast and wide, teeming with life of every kind, both large and small. Many of the psalmists use the wonder of creation as a springboard for their worship. This particular psalm does so by reminding us of the 6 days of creation. The poetic language is beautiful. Take, for example, day one, when God made light. He writes, "You are dressed in a robe of light. You stretch out the starry curtain of the heaven. You lay out the rafters of your home in the rain clouds. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride upon the wings of the wind. The winds are your messengers. Flames of fire are your servants." As he looks through the days of creation, it becomes clear that God didn't create the world and then disappear, but continues to be actively involved. It's good for us to spend time reflecting on creation, because as we do so, we are bound to gasp in wonder. Sir Isaac Newton, the famous scientist, said, "In the absence of any other proof, the thumb alone would convince me of God's existence." Our bodies are thought to be made up of 100 trillion cells. We all have about 100 billion neurons, which fire off between 5 and 50 messages each second. I could go on, but however you happen to be feeling today, let me assure you that you are simply amazing. If you look at a flower, you'll need to gasp more. The intricate detail of each petal and leaf is amazing, to say nothing of the miracle of growth. Wherever you look, creation screams at us that God is a great God and worthy of all our praise. Many of us were taught from an early age to pray with our eyes shut to save us from distractions. But I would strongly encourage you to pray with your eyes open from time to time. Look at the people around you and the world that God has made and give thanks to him for the wonder of his creation. As we do so, let us gasp in wonder. Thomas Carlyle said that wonder is the basis of worship. I think he was right. So let me ask you a question. When did you last gasp at creation and why? And now let's pray together. Creator God, we worship you. Forgive us for those times when we've taken your amazing world for granted. Teach us afresh how to enjoy the wonder of your creation. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.